The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Level students face the mammoth task of trying to secure suitable accommodation for the academic year. Some find digs, some commute longer distances from out-of-town accommodation, while others find there's no other viable option than just to live at home with the family. Well, I'm joined by two people who are directly involved in this year's search process. Miranda Bauer is Student Union President at University College in Dublin. And we also have with us a second-year history and politics student at UCD, Evan Fitzpatrick. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning. Thank you.
So let's talk to you, Evan, first of all. Second year, so you've been there, done that. What did you do last year?
Last year I had on-campus UCD student accommodation.
Expensive?
Very expensive. And it's kind of the only option in first year, because by the time you get your CAO results, you just don't have enough time to look for alternative accommodation. You're kind of stuck with on-campus or nothing.
And how difficult is it to get on-campus accommodation?
It's easier in first year, so they kind of give a priority.
There's
a priority to first years because they only have that little gap of time to find. But for second year, I didn't get on-campus this year. I've had to go off-campus.
Okay, and you're in receipt of the SUSE grant, so to maybe work the summer.
I have to work over the summer, but then once academic year starts, I can't work because then I can't earn more than a
certain amount. Okay, so tell me about your quest this year.
Difficult. A lot of emails sent, a lot of emails ignored. It took until about 3 weeks ago before I had accommodation sorted, and I had friends who are still looking. Like, it's a difficult task. Like, there's a lot of going through websites, trying to find something suitable.
And there are scam artists out there who are just looking to take your money.
Yeah, that's an issue. Like, obviously, you have to go in person and meet a person. Like, you can't just do everything over the phone or talk. And then that's an issue with international students because they can't come to meet a person in person until term starts. I found it very difficult. It took a while, and it took a lot of dedication. Really, like it was draining to do it.
Oh, okay, but you finally succeeded. Yeah. Now, what kind of, without specifying exactly where and whom is running the accommodation? What did you find?
It's a room just in a house, basically. With a landlord, just a small room in a house, basically.
And it's just you, is it? Not more students?
No, just one student. It's a small enough.
Okay, and presumably that landlord is benefiting from the rent-a-room break, yes, which is given by the government, up to, what is it, 14 grand for renting a room?
Yes.
I'm not sure what they're charging you, and we don't need to know that. But I'm sure it was a hard bargain you had to strike.
Yeah, it was. It was difficult. I think I got a good enough deal out of it. But there's other people, like, they're desperate and they need accommodation. Like, they can't commute. So it can lead to some people paying far too much money.
So tell me some of the situations, again, without mentioning names, of your pals.
So there's one who found accommodation very early at the end of term. And then it completely fell through 2 weeks ago. And so he's now back to square one trying to find something. Another friend who can't find accommodation, can't afford anything in Dublin and has to commute 3 hours every day. Well, he just can't go to college. So those are the two probably most dramatic.
3 hours every day?
3 hours every day.
What, an hour and a half each direction?
No, three hours
in each direction. What's left of the day?
Nothing. Two lectures and then back home, basically.
And then back home. So no college life, really?
No college life, no.
Except he'll end up on your floor one of the nights after a night out. Okay, so Miranda Bauer of the Students' Union in UCD, what is the Students' Union doing? What can you do to help?
Well, we can't do much apart from support students individually and then also, of course, ask the government to finally come up with some long-lasting solution to the situation, because we've seen year in and year out how bad the situation is and how much it has been deteriorating. I'm sure you have talked to my predecessors before and seen how bad it is.
I mean, it is Groundhog Day, actually, this item.
It feels like it is. It's kind of like an annual scramble for beds. We all know what's coming in August. It's just students desperate and struggling with their mental health, struggling with their finances, families getting really worried because they can't get a place for their child to go to college.
Do you have a register of recommended accommodation in the Students' Union?
We have an accommodation pad in UCD where we encourage landlords to sign up there. And then we also encourage people who are homeowners who might be interested in availing of the digs, of the rent-a-room relief scheme, to advertise there. And then apart from that, we just direct students to the normal places like Daft and Rent.ie.
Now, it's often characterised, UCD, as where South Dublin goes to college. Mm-hmm. And it's true in certain faculties that a lot of them would be from South Dublin, therefore living at home in the luxury with their families. So the people who have the problem are the people who don't live in South Dublin close to UCD. Do we have any idea of the extent of the problem? how much accommodation is available and how many people are looking for it?
We don't have exact numbers of the extent of accommodation available. What we do have is figures of how many students find or try to find accommodation each year. We released a report this year, last year as well, and the year previous as well. And this year we found, like, as Evan said, that around, I believe, around 75% of the respondents found finding accommodation in Dublin from difficult to extremely difficult. And that's a survey of short of 1,900 respondents. So it's pretty sizable. And then apart from that, these students are paying way above national average. National average is 500 euro. And these students are paying from 750 euro more and upwards.
Okay. And that's probably for, you know, a shared room or a room, but it's not great. It's not campus accommodation. How expensive is that? And what kind of accommodation is it? I mean, is it your own room or a shared room?
So accommodation I was in, it was my own room, my own bathroom. There's some that's your own room or you share a bathroom and shared like kitchen and living space. Then cost, it can be anywhere from about 850 a month upwards to, I'm actually not sure what the most expensive is.
Okay, but certainly college on-campus accommodation is more expensive, really, than the average that Miranda's talking about. Is there anything that can be done? Because people will say, but sure, didn't it all work out well in the end last year? You know, everybody got a place.
Not really. Not everybody got a place. As Evan said, there's some students, I have more examples of students commuting up to 3 hours just to UCD. Or even, I think there was a couple of students commuting 4 hours, which doesn't, it's not like it just leaves outside any type of social interaction or anything with their peers. Also, it doesn't leave them time to study after class.
Yeah, and the university is not just about academics. Mm-hmm. It's about actually just finding yourself and, you know, learning to live away from the embrace of your parents.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Finding yourself, literally. And if people don't have that, they don't really have the true university experience. Mm-hmm. What about people dropping out simply because of accommodation?
Well, yeah, we have seen that happen as well, or people considering to drop out. Sometimes it's international students who just literally cannot be in the country at all because they can't find anywhere to live and they just can't come here because of that. And of course, it's a massive issue. Also, not just for international students, for national students as well. We want to see people studying. We want to see people in higher education. Ireland used to be a country that was very proud of its higher education. And we'd like to see that actually be the case again.
Yeah. The problem, I suppose, is that housing in general in the Dublin area is scarce. Mm-hmm. Are the colleges doing enough themselves? I mean, every time I drive through the UCD campus, there's another building popped up here and there. There's relatively little green space left.
Yes, frankly said, they are, I'm speaking for UCD, they are not doing enough. They say it's because of the funding deficit. As you know, there's a 300 million euro funding deficit in higher education. And they said that that's why they can't build more accommodation. And the accommodation that they're building is not sufficient to actually accommodate the amount of students that they currently have and the amount of students that they will be recruiting in the coming years. So by the time that those buildings actually get finalized and the beds get built,
there'll be another shortage.
Yes,
because the student population will have grown.
And I would say even a worse shortage.
Okay, so here's your opportunity to recruit landlords for students.
Yes, so I don't know if you know, but we launched our Digs Drive today of the year. And we are urging homeowners, if you do have an extra room in your house, please consider renting it to a student. It can be a mutual benefit. You can earn up to 14,000 euro tax-free. And you can save someone's education.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it can be company for those who maybe need company from time to time. Thank you both for joining us. Miranda Bauer, who's University College Dublin Student Union President, and Evan Fitzpatrick, who's a second-year student in History and Politics on that same campus. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.